Taftazayin Amad Bey is the third line. Shimon ben Shetach tikken ksuba le'isho v'gozo tumal klei matchois. The two things that Shimon ben Shetach was misakin, one of them is ksuba le'isho, doesn't mean the etzim ksuba, but rather the fact that the husband is miyachid, all his nechosim achroi for ksuba. Up until then he was only miyachid one item. So easy come, easy go, one item. So if a husband gets into a fight with his wife and he's bekas, be'idin ritcha, he already wrote off that item. If you know you have a certain item, I put away a certain piece of jewelry, certain amount of money is in the bank, that's for her. So he wrote it off already. It's not his, so it's very easy to get divorced. But if all is achosim anachoyim, so Meli doesn't, he thinks twice before he gives a get. So Meli shim b'shetach tikin ksuba l'isha, meaning that all achos, achroi, all nechosim achroyim l'ksuba. V'goz atuma al kli matchois, and kli matchois, and Meli utensils, if it goes atuma. V'rek dimor, kli matchois de reisen inu. That's not one of the takonas that had to be come about for Shimon ben Shetach. That's the rise of the Kedin. Dichsev, because it says in the Pasuk, by Melchemes Midyon, Ach es azov es akesef. It says over there, Taviru be'esh. So, zov and kesef is metal utensils. So we see, zov and kesef is the rise. Now, even though this Pasuk is not talking about, it's talking about, Blias Isurim, from Klei Nochim, we're not talking about Kabbalah's Tumah. We're discussing the sugi of Kabbalah's Tumah. There's two different sugis. One is Blias Issa, Isurim, Avodah Zarah, or then there's something called Hakshara. You have Bosa V'Cholov. Here we're talking about Tumah, Kabbalah's Tumah. Kabbalah's Tumah is not Kashrus. Kabbalah's Tumah is not Avodah Zarah. But we're saying in the Pasuk over here, that's how it's explained by Rashi in the Pasuk over there. Rashi says that even though the Pasuk is talking about Blias Issa, but the Pasuk says, B'mein nida yischato. Yischato is a lotion of chitui. Chitui is a lotion that we use for hazor. So it's a lotion of hazor. Hazor is a lotion of tumah and tyre that we use for tumas meis. So negay tumas meis, it's a lotion of what? Of chitui. So from here we can see that even though this Pasuk is talking about Blias Issa, but since the Pasuk uses a lotion of chitui, which is a Pasuk which is referred to tumah and tyre, Hazor of Tumah Meis, it's called Chitui. So in Mela, we see from here in the Pasuk, also Remez, that it would have been a Mekabel Tumah Midaraisa. Because since the Tyra process is used, a Lashon used is a Lashon of Tumah and Tyra, so we see HaKoparim in this Pasuk, even though it's talking about Giulei Nochim, it's talking about Blias Issa, but we see from here also there's a process of Tumah and Tyra was licked in the Pasuk. That's what Rashi learns up the Pasuk over there. But the fact that it says, B'mei nida yischato, so we see there's a Kabbalah's Tumah also, because we see the process is a Tumah Tayyidika process. Zog di Gemara, Lo nitzicha ela l'tumah yishana. You're right. Mida yraisa, it's mekabal Tumah. That we know from where? From the Pasuk of Achaz Azov is HaKesef. So what does Shem B'Shetra have to misak and klimatchas mekabal Tumah? Kabbalah's Tumah is the raisa? Zog di Gemara, Lo nitzicha ela l'tumah yishana. Meaning, the fact that Tumah Yishona, it goes back, even if you break the Kli. But if you fix it again, you make it usable. It might not be functional when it's broken. It's not a Kli. But once you fix it again, you patch it up, you fix it with Eva, whatever you do, it goes back to the original Tumah. That is the Rabbanu Dekadin that Shimon Shetach said, he was Misakin Tumah Al Kli Matchois. Because Midaraisa, it's broken, it doesn't go back if you fix it. The Rabbonon Shem Meshach was misakin that it goes back to the original Tumah. And there was a reason for this takona. Why? The Omer Rav, Yidom Rav, Maisa B'shal Tziyon HaMalko. It was a Maisa B'shal Tziyon HaMalko. This was at the time of Shem Ben Shetach. She was the brother of Shem Ben Shetach. What was the Maisa? She also Mishta L'bno. She made a big feast for her son. And what happened? They were Makban on Tumah and Tag, of course. V'nitmu kol keleho. All her kelim became tomei through a mace. So if you're going through with Tumas Meis, you have to wait for Hazor of Shlishi and Shvi, and that's a 7-day process. If the party is going to be tomorrow or the same day, how in the world are you going to be Matar to Kalim? You have to wait for Hazor Shlishi v'Shvi's. So what did she do? She found an Eitzah. With money you can do anything. What did she do? Shavaton. She broke all the Kalim. V'nasanta l'tzoyrov. And for the right price, you can get a tzoyrov to fix all the Kalim. To refix them. The shards, you can melt back together. So that's what they did. Glass shards, metal shards, you can put them back together. Or metal, we're talking about. We're talking about the rice, Zov HaKesef, Klimat Chos. So she put them back together. It's a tzarif. V'ritchon, Ve'osim in kelim chadoshim. So remade those kelim that she broke. So she took away the tumah, even though you don't have to. You usually have to have a 3-7 day process. Shli v'shvi azor. She evaded that by breaking it and fixing it again. So the Chum said, "V'om chachomim yachzru l'tumos nishono." This is where the Chumim misaken b'meishim and shetach that it should revert back to its original tumah. By time, what's the reason? Mishum geder mechatos nogubo, meaning. If you're going to allow Tyra to take place by Shvira Ba'alma, then people will forget the whole sugya of Mechatos. Who wants to wait 7 days? Yes, it's more expensive to break and to fix, but Lamais, at the end of the day, it'll happen because people will figure it out because they don't want to wait 7 days. So they'll forget the Gansi Gedem Mechatos. That's Mishum Gedem Mechatos Nogubo. Zogti Gemara. Now Rashi says, "The Ratzfinu." Okay, that's right. Zok the Gemara. Henich leman do amaloy lechol atumas omru el atumas meis bilvad omru shaper. Henich leman do it says that yachzgul atumi yishana is by tumas meis. So then it makes a lot of sense. Shaloi yishochach. Mishum geder mechatos nogubo, so it makes sense. Mechatos is hazor shli v'shvi. In order that people shouldn't forget the process of tumah and taira that takes place 7 day process, so they were goyza yachzor tumah yeshana by tumas meis. Over there, it's takin ageya, the 7 day process. Elam adam al chol atumas omru, meaning that all tumas we say goyza is a tumah yeshana, any tumah, even if it's a half shemesh dekat tumah, any tumah, even if it's just a mikvah that same day. The din is that yachzor tumah yeshana when you fix it. So Michael and Meimar, what's the reason? Over there, there's no din of geder mechatos nogubo. Why were they enacted by all tumas, yachzor tumah yeshana? Omra Abaya, you're right. It's not because of the reason, only because of shlishi, vishvi, the hazos, mechatos, that they might forget. That's not a geber, all tumas. Why would they say yachzor tumah yeshana? Omra Abaya, gzera, shema lo yikvena b'chdei taharosoi. Enuchshash. Maybe the person that's going to break the utensil is not going to do a proper break. The halacha is every utensil has a different size that is not functionable. The larger size is when you have a whole rimoin. The size of a pomegranate, the rimoin, no utensil is functional. Obviously, a utensil that holds salt and sugar, you don't have to have a whole the size of a rimoin. You have to hold the size of a half a penny also. That's going to make it not functional. But every food item is different. If you're holding bigger fruits, then the size of a rimoin, that's the largest, makes it not, that's not roi for a kli anymore. So the gzeira is, maybe you'll not be noikavit b'chdei tarosoi. So they said, yachzgul atumi yishona, in order to ensure that a person is going to do it properly. Because it's not going to help him, the fact that he's time going to break it. Because breaking it, it's going to be yachzgul atumi yishona when he fixes it again. So he's going to make sure that it's like this. We know that he's not gonna break it properly because it's gonna go back to tum anyways. Rava Omar, third teretz, gzeira shema yoimru tefila bas yoima oyle lo. People might say that a tefila bas yoima, meaning without hair of shemesh, meaning someone that sees utensils that became tome, he knows that it became tome, and suddenly he sees that the person is using it that same day. He doesn't know the reason why he's using it because he broke it and he fixed it. Breaking and fixing doesn't need hair of shemesh. You broke it, it's not a utensil, it's not functional, and you fixed it. If it wouldn't have been chayzel tumi yishona, then it's usable. You can use something that you broke and you fixed because it wasn't functional. So, but people that don't know that, they think that it went to the mikveh, you put it in the mikveh, and you're using the utensil before hair of shemesh. So they'll say that when you go to the mikveh, you don't need hair of shemesh for Tyra in the mikveh. Kalim to go into the mikveh, they usually do need. They won't know that it came about through Shvira. So that's how Rashi learned. So Rashi, the ainiyah that he doesn't know shenishbaru that it would came about because of breaking. He thinks that the reason why it's why he's using it, because he was toivel it, and he didn't wait for Erev Shemesh. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and Kalim learns a little different. He says, Avadi he knew it was broken. But a person might make a mistake and say, just like Shvira did not eat Erev Shemesh, who had in tefillah does not need Harav Shemesh. Not the pshat, I didn't know where it came about from Shvira. If Shvira doesn't need Harav Shemesh, so tefillah doesn't either. That's the chash. So gzeir Hashem yomru, tefillah bas yomru oiloloi, so they said, yachsel letumi yeshona, so it's not going to help you this whole Shvira part. Zog the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between these last two tzilutim? Zog the Gemara, ik benayu, the ratzfinu meratzif. Zog the Rashi, the ratzvina meratzif, herikon v'shovron kulon, you totally broke it. K'moy macholos ratzufa. But the problem is, shemalei kven oleiko. If the chashash is that maybe you won't make a proper hole, a proper break, there's no chashash because you totally broke it. You ratzvina meratzif. V'shemalei yomru ika, v'shenken the chashash of shemalei yomru tefillah bas yomru ika. They don't know that you broke it totally and you refixed it again that same day. Like Rashi says, they'll think that a tefillah bas yomru oileloi. Or they'll tell too, like the Rambam says, just like Shvira helps Bas Yoyma, so the Tula Bas Yoyma helps. So Memela, the Nafkamina is if you totally broke it. If you totally broke it, Shemaloi Kveni Yofet is Nochshash. If you totally made it, you flattened the thing out, you hold it, you cracked it into shards, there's Nochshash of Yikloi Kveni Yofet, because you broke it. But if it's because of people won't know that you require Harav Shemesh for Tfilah, because they don't know that you broke it, they'll think just like over here, using it the same night, before nightfall, your Hosot Tfilah will work, so that is still Nochshash. V'ikadamri Zor says another Pshat, Shemaloi Kveni Iko. Punkt verkehrt. Shemaloi kvena de zechshash. Shema yoimru leiko. Why? Dohominka asiyoso shenischadish kuloho. V'zeh nir beina. That's the punkt verkehrt. When you totally broke it, so everyone sees that it's a remade and rejuvenated and revamped kli. It's not the original kli. When you take something that's broke, totally broken, shards, and now you put it together, everyone realizes that you broke it and fixed it. So mitzad that it came about through Shvira. There's no chash that they'll say that you don't need to have Shemesh. Because everyone knows that you broke it. Masha Enkein of Shemaloi Kveno, there's still a chash. Yes, now you broke it well, but next time you won't. So the chash remains. The Etzim Din of Shvira's Kelim, so the Chazanish, in Kelim, Mishnah Yitches, the Chazanish learns up that the Yisoid in Shvira's Kelim is that it's not Roy for the Melocha of that original Melocha that it was Roy for. It's not roi for the melacha rishoyna. Is it now roi for another melacha? That doesn't bother me. The fact that it's not roi for the original melacha, that alone is metar the kli. Even though in be'etzim it's roi for a different melacha. But for the original melacha, it's not roi. So the pshat is, because since it's not the derech to mishana the usage of that utensil, the mashal kli matchas, or kli schuchis, we say by those that shviroson metaroson nishbru toaru. So the pshat is, it's not roi, it's not usual for to utilize it now for a different usage. So it's not the derech to mishana it. So the fact that it's roi for a different melacha, that's not going to take away from the tire of the ma'isa shvira. Now the gemara over here that says that klimatris, even though it's deraisa, but they were goyze shim and shetach was goyze tumi yeshona. That means when you break it and you fix it again, It's nosen letzoyref. So then it's yasr letumi yeshona. The Rashi in Kelim says because since klimatris, it's very easy to be misaken it, and it's shriach. It's something that's shriach, something that's common and easy to fix shards. So memela they were goyzed the din of tumi yeshona taka. They were goyzed this din that when you break it, it's klimatris or taka chazr letumi yeshona. By Schuchis, there's no din of Tumi Yeshona, the Gemara Nomad Aleph said, because it's the Rabbonon. And we don't say the din Tumi Yeshona on the Rabbonon de Ketuma, since Schuchis is the Rabbonon. On Klimatchus, we're attacking goys at the din of Tumi Yeshona. The Gemara says over here because of Mishum Gedem Echadz Nogobo. People shouldn't forget the din of Azor Shlishi Vishvi. But Lemaisa, it's also something that's Kal and Shchiach. So Memela, they were attacking goys at the din of Tumi Yeshona. Zog the Gemara weiter, continues in the Yudches Dover, v'idach mahi, what other gzera were nigzar by the Yudches Dover? Zog the Gemara, the Tanan, shtet the Mishnah mikvois, ha-meniach kelim tachas atzinor, lekabel mem beik shomim. If a person places utensils to be mekabel water that falls out of the tzinor, now the tzinor itself is not called mayim she'uvim. Zog Rashi, because tachas atzinor, shekovel l'b'sev chokoi. First it was kavua. It was already part of the karka. Ulab soiv chokoi, and then you chokik it. Laham shech maim ha mikveh, the shuve and the poisel, It's not considered psul of maim shuvim because it was ready chokak first. Only after it was kovei first. Only afterwards chokak. Masha'enken, regular utensils that are kli kibbles, they're poisel because of shiva. Shiva means drawn water. Anything that you mekabel in a kli kibble is called maim shuvim. So those utensils. So the tzinner itself is not ma'am shuvim, but the kelim under it are considered ma'am shuvim or pasal the mikveh. It doesn't make a difference if the kelim are very large. So maybe machmas goydlom, they're not mekabel tuma, but at the end of the day, because something that's very large, something that carries more than aboim saw, it's not considered a shame kli. That it's mekabel tuma, but legabe the din of ma'im shuvim is called a shame kli. So echas kelim gdoilim ve'echot kelim ketanim. You might think because they're so small they're not choshev. So the chiddush is legabe the din shuvim they are considered a shame kli. They're considered ma'im shuvim. Va'afilu klei avonim klei adoma, even unworthy utensils, things that are made out of earth or klei glolim, klei avonim klei adoma klei glolim. So even though they're not choshev, still they're considered kelim to create the din of ma'im shuvin u poiseles ha-mikveh, and they pasel the mikveh kedin ma'im shuvin that pasel ha-mikveh if it wasn't yet filled with abayim. So ma'im shuvin before that pasel the mikveh. Zok di gemara echod ha-meniach. Say if you place the utensils there mitchila with the intent of accepting water from the tzinor, so you wanted it to be mekabel and become ma'im shuvin. Ve'echod ha-shecheach, meaning you forgot it over there. Meaning, at the time when the water got filled up, you, at that moment, did not remember that you placed those utensils there. So even though you placed it there at the moment when it filled up, you were shecheach, you didn't know about it, still, it's considered ma'im shuvim. Divrei Beis Shammai, ubeis hilu mitarei b'shecheach. Since your intent at the time when it's being filled up is not to fill it, so it's not considered ma'im shuvim. It's not called a ma'isa shiva. Now the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Mikvoi says that this is only if it just sits there and you don't lift it. But if you actually lifted it, that itself is a Maisa Shiva. Lifting a utensil that was filled up with water, even though it was Shochach, that Gufa makes it into Maim Shuvin, your Maisa Shiva, Ushaftem, you're lifting it. So we're talking about that you didn't lift it and poured it. So then it's considered that Metarin B'Shechech. Omer HaMeir, Nimnu, V'Rabbi B'Shamel B'Silel. There was a machlokes over here. And it was Nimnu, Rabbi Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai was the majority. So Mela, the halacha was like Beis Shammai. And this is one of Yudchas Dover. Of Nimnu, Vegomru, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were Nechleku, Besoif. They were Moidu at the end. But the day that they argued, it was Takan Nechleku. So Mela, this is one of Yudchas Dover. Zok di Gemara, even though Beis Shammai says over here that it's considered Maim Shuvim, Umoidim Beshamai, Beshamai agrees to Beis Hillel, Beshechach Bechotzer. If you forgot the utensil, not under the tzinor, not that you forgot it under a place that water usually drips in, but rather you forgot it in the chotzer, and it got filled up with water, stam rainwater, and this water now fell into the mikveh, Shu Tohar. That's not called Shuvim. Placing something, Shechach something, in the chotzer is not the same as shecheach tachas atzinor. Tachas atzinor is a din of shuvim. Masha'enken tach in the chotzer itself is not considered a din of shuvim, even according to Beis Shammai. And the reason is because when you meniach something tachas atzinor, that's gufri gilu da'as of Rashi, that you want the water. So now, even though you were shochach, it's like botla, the original intention, it remains, the original intention is still there. Masha'enken, by meniach kelim b'chotzer, there's no hichocha at all from his maisim that he wants to have a maisa of shiva, because he didn't place it in a place in order to accept it for water. So then by shocha, it's nisbatel in gans in the machshava, and that's why there is no din of shuvin by shocha b'chotze and b'shame is moida. Zog the Gemara om Reb Yoisi, adayin machloikes bimkoy moy medes. Meaning, this machloikes, if shecheach kelim tachas atzinor, is it considered ma'im shuvin or not? Is still adayim machloikes b'mkoy ma'imedes. If it's b'mkoy ma'imedes, that means Beis Hillel did not capitulate, so to speak. It wasn't kofuf to Beis Shammai at the end, like we know by the Yudches Dover. It was nechleku u'besoif de u'moide the next day. Those were the Yudches Dover. But if Beis Hillel is still arguing on Beis Shammai, then it's not part of the cheshbon of the Yudches Dover. So Zoktum Gemara Omer B'Yosi, adayim machloikes b'mkoy ma'imedes. So Meila, it's not considered one of Yudches Dover. Zog the Gemara, Omra Meshashi. Now back to the Gemara that we said where the Machloikas is relevant. What's it referring to? Omra Meshashi Dvei Rav. Dvei Rav Amri. Hakol Moedim, meaning, Besham and Besil both agree when you meniach the kli under the tzinor. Beshas Kishul Ovim. At a time when it's cloudy outside. So, even though it's not raining yet, and you forgot it over there at the time when it was cloudy, and at the end it rained, Tmeim. So that's considered Shuvim. Because when you placed it there, your intent was, it's a cloudy day, in order to accept the rainwater. Even Besil agrees, everyone agrees over there, that it's considered Shuvim. However, if you place it under the tzinor, b'shas pizurovim, if you place it on a time when there was no clouds, when the clouds dissipated, it was not a cloudy day, and then it became cloudy, and it started to rain, divrei hakol tahorim, because that's not called shuvim. Your intent was never to accept rainwater, because it wasn't even a cloudy day. At the time when he placed it, there was no gilui das at all that he wanted to have a ma'aseh shiva. It was not supposed to rain. Lo nechaku, what's the machlokes? The machlokes b'sham b'sil is elishenichem b'shas kishurovim. You placed it when it was cloudy. V'nispazgu, and then it became the clouds dissipated, and then you forgot about it. And then chozgu v'niskashu, and then now it became cloudy again, and it started to rain, and the kelim are still there tachas atzinor, even though when you placed it, it was cloudy. But then it dissipated, and you forgot, and now it's still in the same position. So Beis Hillel holds Marisovar, but the machshavtoi, your original machshava of placing it when it was cloudy is this battle as soon as the clouds dissipated. That's gufa de hesach adas, so your original kavona is not here anymore. So now when it rains, it's not considered mayim shuvin. It's not called letzoyna that you want to be shoyev them water, so it doesn't pass on the mikveh. Umar sovan beishamai holds loybot lemachshavtoi. The original machshava is not nisbatel just because nispazgu, just because the clouds dissipated. Your machshava, your intent of placing it when it was cloudy, it still remains. So it's considered mayim shuuvin letzoyna. It's considered you were shoyev it, and b'meila passes the mikveh. Zok the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Yosi, Dom Machlokes Adayim Mekoyim HaMedes. We said before Rabbi Yosi holds that Adayim Mekoyim HaMedes, so this cannot be one of Yud Ches Dover, because Yud Ches Dover, the end Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai. Nechaku V'Soif Hushvu, the following day. If it's Adayim Mekoyim HaMedes, so this is not one of Yud Ches, so what would be the additional one that you're missing? Zok Mo Batzilhu, you're missing from the Yud Ches. Now, grade if Beis Hillel is still Adayim Mechloim Mekoyim HaMedes, the halach like Beis Hillel. Only by Yud Ches Dover was Robo V'Nimnu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But if it's not part of Yud Ches Dover, Adayim Mechloim Mekoyim HaMedes, then the halach is like Beis Hillel and it would not be considered Meshuvim or Takabi Tor. But according to Rabbi Yossi, so what's Takabi missing Yud Ches? Zog the Gemara, Omer Amnachem by Yitzchok, Af Benois Kutim Nidois Mari Soson, an additional Yud Ches Dover that they were gozer was that Benois Kutim, since they don't dash in Zog Rashi, the Kutim ain't doshim medrezeh, they don't dash in this din of the Pasuk that says that a Bas Yoima is Metame Benido. Not just an Isha is Metame Benido, but even a Bas Yoima, Bas Yoimechad is Metame Benido. State in Posik Ve'isha. So Kutim don't dash in this extra drash of Ve'isha. So Mela, when they see Dam by Ektana Bas Yoima, they don't, are not Poyrish Truma, they're not Mafish Truma from her to come to make sure it doesn't come to contact with her. So Mela, they were Goyzer that any Benois Kuti, since we assume they're Nidas Marisoson, possibly, so any Truma that comes in contact with them, we assume it's Tomei, because they're not Parshi. So Truma that came into contact with them, we consider Tomei. That's one of Yud Ches Dover, that Benois Kutim are Benois Nida, Afilu Bas Yoima. Benois Kutim, Nidas Marisoson, Boy by Yoim Gozru. This was one of Yud Ches Dover, that Benois Kutim are Metamois Nida, even Bas Yoima. Now, even though this is not a probable thing, and it's a mute, but since they were goyzer, this din of Bnois Kutim, Nidus Marisoson, so Mela, any tumor comes to contact this tome. So Tosfek Tekasha, in the middle of the Tosfek, after Bnois Kutim, towards the bottom, Vim Toyma Hechi Choshev Leil Rameh, B'Yud Ches Dover, according to Rameh, that's Chaysh L'Miyuta, so anyways, without Yud Ches Dover, Bnois Kutim, Choshev L'Miyuta, and the Miyuta, Ametam is Nida, V'Aloi B'Lavachi, B'Chol Mokoyim, Chaysh Rameh L'Miyuta, So Tosfos says, no, even a maid that's chayish miyuta, but a miyuta and miyuta, he's not chayish for. Why is this called a miyuta and miyuta? Because over here you have something that's mechazik connected as miyut. You have a chazaka. A chazaka that what? That she is becheskas taira. And you have a ruba saying that roiv bonos b'nei basiyoyma are not metames nida. So since it's domi lechazaka v'ruba shaloi rosa, the mistame mitziyasa loylam loy rosa, v'uk me'achazaka, v'smoy ruba lechazaka, so you have the roiv that are not roya, together with the chazaka that should be cheskas taira, v'israel ha-miyuta, so it's a race in the miyuta, so even a meish will not be chayish to a miyuta that's isra, which will be considered havel ha-miyuta the miyuta. So you have to come on to the gzeir of yutchas dover, even according to a meir that usually is chayish ha-miyuta. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos has another kasha. This whole kasha of we're missing from the Yud Ches Dover and we're being moisev benois kutim nidas barisoson. We're saying according to Rabbi Yossi that says that adain machlokes b'mkoymoy medes. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Hillel still argue legabe shuvim, so it's not part of Yud Ches Dover. In fact, Tosfos Rabbi Yossi l'shitosai holds that kutim agera arayis. If this whole sugi is only negayev kutim agera emes, if they yidden, if they gera arayis, if they goyim, so then it's time not to negate the whole din of Tumas Nida. Or if they goyim and ametame beziva. So it's time not to negate the whole din of Benoist Kutim Nida Marisoson. If you hold the Geri Arayis, they're not Gerim Bichlal. So the Pshat is, it's a Hachokadik din. Since after all, Benoist Kutim are not like goyim. Kutim are Mekayimim mitzvahs. So you're not Bedelim him. So in Mela, you had to be goyza, even marisosam. Tosfos Nida says this, you had to be goyza, even marisosam, also hachoka, in order that they shouldn't marry with them. And that's gufa de pshat in this gzera, in this Yud Ches Dover, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that because of the hachoka gufa, since the maisa, the mekayim, ktsas mitzvahs, even if they gera arayas, and then abedele mehem, so Mela, you needed this extra hachoka, and not mikbenois gimel, even marisosam, we taka noig hachoka from them. Okay, we'll stop over here. The bottom of the Omid, Daf Tezayin Omid Beis.